Here we are with Centralia Pantherhead wrestling coach Luke Gramke after the Panthers beat North Callaway 57-24 and Fatima 72-12. Congratulations, Coach Gramke. What worked tonight?
Our attitude and effort was really kind of separated us a little bit. We had a great warm-up. Our kids knew that as soon as we shook hands that our opponent was going to try to beat us, and made sure we were able to get to the positions that we wanted to score. We absolutely dominated on our feet and top pressure, so that's what helped us.
Any of the younger wrestlers step up for you tonight? I know there were some opportunities tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did have some injuries in our lineup, so we had some young guys step up and fill the 132-pound spot. So that was Avery Berjoice. And then at 145, Drew Korb was able to step in and help us out as well.
We got to see Seth Hayeskamp wrestle tonight.
That's always a treat. Seth is an outstanding heavyweight because he doesn't wrestle like a heavyweight, but has the capability of wrestling like a heavyweight. He hit a nice little low single, took his opponent down, and was able to finish it from there.
What'd your men learn from tonight's match, sir?
Just that it's important for us to prepare. Even if it's a matchup we might be favored in, even if it's a matchup that maybe we've wrestled the person and had success before, it's important to prepare appropriately.
What's next for the Centralia Panther wrestling team, sir?
The ladies go down to Willard on Friday, and then the gentlemen join us on Saturday down at the Willard Invitational.
No more kills.
Fantastic. Any last thoughts that you'd like wrestling fans to know about concerning tonight's wins, sir?
No, I just appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us. We had a big crowd, and looking forward to the next one.
Thank you very much, Coach Luke Gramke. See you down the road.
All right, thank you.